Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Eric, 10 picks is a ton of picks, but how am I going to argue with math?
Innovator.
Xavier McKinney has proven, you know, he's showcased himself in a big way.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now he's on track to blow through years. Is that going to be accurate then if it's at 16? Is your 10 really that bold?
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch. Badgers, Trojans, L.A. Memorial Coliseum tomorrow afternoon. That's going to be kind of cool, right, to broadcast the game from that venue?
Yeah, I think that's obviously some of the cool stuff about, you know, this job that I have with Matt LePay now is, you know, being able to go. Obviously, Camp Randall's great, and we get to do a ton of games there. But, you know, being able to go, and especially this is USC's first home game as a Big Ten team. It's still kind of weird to me to kind of piece all that together as far as the UCLA and USC and Oregon and Washington are all part of the Big Ten. But yeah, this is one of those places we practiced here when we played in the Rose Bowl. We would practice at the Coliseum, and I always remember walking in and just thinking, there's a lot of history in this building, and the fact that tomorrow night's going to be, or tomorrow afternoon, will be sold out with that atmosphere. You know, it's going to be a tough challenge, no question, for the team. But for me personally, I think it's really cool to be able to call a game and be a part of it. It's such a, you know, historic and legendary venue.
Do they play Build Me Up Buttercup during USC games? Do we know?
You know what? I have to admit, I've done some prep. I have not. I don't know. I know they're not doing jump around. I'm not sure the stadium is built for that. But Build Me Up Buttercup, I don't know. I know Mr. Brightside has become a big song that people have done too. I don't know all of the traditions. I think they ride in. There's a horse and a dude and, you know, swords and all this other stuff.
That part's cool.
Old school stuff.
They can't play anything else because that band never shuts up. It's the whole game.
Well, that's actually
right. That's exactly
pretty good.
Yeah. That's a good.
You're
cadence.
Like that dude. You're like that dude from the Police Academy. I can do all those.
Tausch, you have no idea. You have. No
you're
idea.
Right, and I think I'm okay. That sometimes I'm okay not having any idea, but well, hopefully when you know it's obviously a big game for Wisconsin. And hopefully all that, whatever, I can't do it as good as Vinny. Hopefully that usually means big things are happening for USC, and hopefully that means it's very muted tomorrow afternoon.
Hey, Tausch, love that you guys got to have NFL Hall of Famer Charles Woodson on your show yesterday, you and Wildy. One of my favorite all-time Packers, and he had high praise for Eric's guy, McKinney.
He did indeed. Yeah, Wildy made some bold claims earlier on Boldathon. Obviously, we've already talked about Bilstead's great claim up to this point. And it was a couple of things that, you know, just if you guys had not been able to, and I know you guys did, listen to Charles discuss that preparation and the fact that Xavier McKinney has kind of taken on that leadership role as a, you know, a fifth-year player, teaching guys watching film and all of those instincts, and the fact that Charles sees so much positive in how good of a football player he is already. And actually, I think Charles mentioned that his leadership and everything is actually way ahead of where he was at that point in his career. It got me fired up about this defense and what he can do. So yeah, Charles had a lot of glowing things, and I think everybody that has talked about Xavier McKinney has jumped on the Bilstead bandwagon that this dude's a pretty good player.
All right, Eric, always ask you for a prediction. I'll be one who says, how do we finish things give us a Badgers and a Packers.
Okay, so Badgers, I think it's, you know, it's obviously a huge game. I always think we're going to win. As far as Green Bay goes, I think it's going to be really a tricky game because, you know, if Jordan Love ends up playing, which I think he will, boy, that is annoying. Can't wait to hear that all day tomorrow. Crank it up a little bit so I really can't think. I think it's going to be a really hard-fought slog. I think we're offensively Green Bay. It's going to take a little bit late Narvison field goal for Green Bay to win by one.
Oh, phenomenal finish. All right, Tausch. Can't wait to talk about it on Monday. Thanks, my friend.
See you, buddy.
What are you doing?
I told you that was dead on.